Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and stares by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supplied for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. That rage to see the rains no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging his ass to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a
Saturday indeed. Hey, I'm Brian Young. This is my first show in a year and a half since COVID hit us. And I'm talking through a mask right now, so I hope you can hear me okay. I hope it's not too muffled. Let me know. I'm Brian Young. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And hey, the Ramones now want the airwaves. It's a crash course for the Ravers show.
that year, I found out a little bit too late. Oh yes, I did that.
The single off the album on Sire Records, The Blitzkrieg Bop.
What a-
Hey! chance on her. One foot in the cylinder, and in a moment of passion, get through light of fancy. Gonna smile, I'm gonna laugh. You're gonna get a bloodbath. And in a moment of passion, get through light of fancy. Gotta go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you 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 go, 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 goodbye. Now I know the score. I don't need you anymore. Don't want you cause you're I need somebody good. Should I take a chance on her? One foot in the cylinder. Gonna smile, I'm gonna laugh. You're gonna want my autograph. And in a moment of passion, get the glow, light to match. You gotta go, 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 goodbye. Let's see you 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 go, 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 goodbye. Go, 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 goodbye.
Yeah. If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Go have something to eat.
1, 2, and boo-boo, yeah! stranger. Passing by, he smiled at me, but when I looked, I realized the danger.
For his eyes, he looked so empty and cold, and something told me that I'm gonna be rolled. In my pocket, only cents and dimes, but then for them, he'd gladly kill me.
Walking fast and walking fast, I managed just to slip around the corner. Thought he'd hear my running feet as I went pounding down the street like thunder.
Well, I've never heard my heart beat so fast, and I've never been so scared in the past, and I never ever realized that this place could be evil to me. Billy Potter, when you wrote, you said that this place is fun. What have I done? Woo!
Now Phil is fun, Phil is tough, he's good to have when the going's rough, he told me. Don't go out on your own at night, for if you do, you'll have to fight, stay by me.
Now he's teaching me each and every day, and I think that in this place I might stay. And I never ever realized what a rough neck I would turn out to be. Billy Potter, you never tell me that I needed a gun. Billy Potter, when you wrote, you said that this place is fun.
What can be done?
Billy Potter, you never tell me that I needed a gun. Billy Potter, when you wrote, you said that this place is fun. Billy Potter, you never told me that I'd be on the run. Billy Potter, what would father say if he's our son? Billy Potter,
Billy Potter,
you never told me that I needed a gun. Billy Potter,
I'm an alligator, I'm a mama papa calling for you. I'm the Space Invader, I'll be your rock and rollin' bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut, you're squawking like a big monkey bird. Kind of busting up my brains for the word. Thank you.
90.5 WMFO. Some David Bowie there, Moon Age Daydream. We started the show with a Ramones block because it's been a year and a half since I've played a Ramones block. No, actually, I was doing some radio from home, so I lie there. But from my MFO, been a year and a half since I've played a Ramones block on MFO, but there it was. We want the airwaves, come back, baby, Blitzkrieg, bop, glad to see you go, and then Joey Ramone on his own doing a 1969, a Stooges song, and then I did Stooges doing 1970. We had T-Rex, Baby Strange, Suede with Animal Nitrate, the Barbarella Tones with Eclipse, Mick Ronson with Billy Porter, and David Bowie right there with Moon Age Daydream. How are you liking the show so far? Should we test out the phones? Someone give me a call. 855-915-9636 is the number. And we'll hear a little television right after this.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Will it be She built herself a bomb, now she